Good morning. Welcome to Bethlehem Lutheran Church, where God has called and gathered us here this day to receive his gifts through his word and his sacrament. The Old Testament reading for the baptism of our Lord is actually from Joshua chapter 3, not from Isaiah. Oh, wait, my apologies. Alternate reading. The Old Testament reading for the baptism of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 42. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth. And the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan, to John, to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we celebrate an event that a great many people don't understand. Jesus was the God-man. He was perfectly righteous and never committed any sin. So then, why did he need to be baptized? After all, isn't baptism supposed to be the cleansing of sin? Today, we'll dive into that a bit. We'll talk about how Jesus' baptism was a bit different than any of ours, but also about why it is, in fact, his baptism that makes ours work. To be fair to us, John the Baptist didn't really get it either. At least not at first, anyways. So we shouldn't feel too bad about being a bit confused. And thankfully, since John asked the question, we get Jesus' reasoning as to why he needs to be baptized. So let's go ahead and jump right in and see if we can't figure this out. Then, Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? In order to talk about Jesus' baptism and our baptism, we first ought to talk about John's baptism. Because you see, John's baptism, it was not like our baptism. Even though we call him John the Baptist, although if you want to look at the Greek of it, it'd probably be more accurate to say he's John the baptizing one or the baptizing person. But close enough, I suppose. But John's baptism was a baptism for the repentance of sin. Essentially, it was a baptism where you come and you do it in order to show that you know that you are a sinner, that you know that you need forgiveness. But baptism itself, at least not John's baptism, did not give that forgiveness. In fact, in many ways, how John's baptism worked is how a great many people, even Christians, actually do think that baptism works. They think of baptism as being a symbol of their choice, a symbol of their repentance. It is, in fact, something that they are doing in order to show God that they're sorry and that they need him. That is, in fact, pretty much what John's baptism was. A way to show that they needed repentance. And so, therefore, we ought not be overly surprised that when Jesus came to John and asked for baptism, John essentially was like, you don't need to be baptized. There is no need for Jesus to repent of any sin. He hadn't committed any sin. And instead, John says, I need to be baptized by you. Because John knew that his baptism was not the fullness of the gift that baptism would become. He knew that Jesus' baptism, the baptism that Jesus gives us, is better than John's baptism. And so we ought not be overly surprised that John was confused about what was going on, because he actually had a solid understanding of both his baptism and the baptism to come. But Jesus helps us to clear up that confusion. He helps to tell us why it is that Jesus himself needs to be baptized. And so listen again as our reading continues. But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And so we get Jesus' response, which helps to clear things up. And the first thing that he says is essentially, do it. Baptize me. This let it be so now is actually a command. I know it doesn't sound like that in the English, but trust me, it is in the Greek. It's actually a passive command. He's essentially saying, let this happen now. And why is Jesus so firm on this? Why is Jesus going to command John to do this? Because we need him to do this. To fulfill all righteousness. Again, this can be a little bit confusing in that Jesus doesn't need any more righteousness. He is righteous. He is holy. He didn't need to do anything else to fulfill his own holiness and righteousness. But we do need him to do something to fulfill our holiness and righteousness. And that is why Jesus needed to be baptized. Because it is here at this moment that Jesus' baptism is connected to our baptism. In our baptism, we speak of how our sins are washed away in the water, that our sins are forgiven, that Jesus comes to dwell inside of us, that the Spirit descends on us in a very similar way to how it descended upon Jesus. All of these things are what happens in our baptism. In Jesus' baptism, all of the sin that has been washed away from us is washed on to him. In Jesus' baptism, this is when he took upon himself the sin of the world, the sin of everyone who has been baptized, land on him at this moment, and his righteousness lands on us in these waters. And so we ought not be surprised that Jesus is so firm about this, because this needed to happen. We needed to have our sins washed away, and that sin had to go somewhere. And where it goes is on Jesus at this moment. And because of this, we ought not be surprised that in response to this act of Jesus, we see one of the very few places in the Bible where all three persons of the Trinity come together. We see the heavens open before Jesus the Son. We hear the voice of the Father. We see the Spirit of God descending. And what does the Father say? This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Why is the Father pleased with Jesus at this particular moment? Because he has just took on himself the burden of our sin. He has started his earthly ministry. He has essentially started to save us. He has begun to sacrifice himself for our sake. And so, how can the Father be anything other than pleased with him? The Son is fulfilling the will of the Father. He's following through the plan. At first, John didn't understand why Jesus had to be baptized. He believed that Jesus actually had to baptize him. And we can get confused sometimes as to why Jesus had to get baptized as well. But Jesus makes it clear to us why he had to go into those waters. He needed to fulfill all righteousness. His baptism connected him sacramentally to all of us through our baptism. In other words, he got baptized because we needed to be baptized. Through his baptism, we are put onto him just as through our baptism, he is put onto us. He received our sin and would eventually die for us, whereas we received his righteousness, which he began to earn even today in our reading, and therefore will live forever. This is why the Father and the Spirit make their appearance here. Not only is this the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry, but it is also the time when Jesus took us onto himself and began to carry us. This is why the Father is pleased with Jesus, because he had begun to carry out his mission on earth, the mission to save us from our sins. We can get confused sometimes as to why exactly and to what exactly God wants us to do. Does he want us to push our children to get our grandchildren baptized? Or should we be patient and trust them? Does he want us to force our children to stick with catechesis? Or should we let them make their own decision? How do you honor your father and your mother as they get older? These are all difficult questions that can often confuse us. However, God has given us his word just as Jesus gave John his word. Jesus didn't let John wallow in his confusion. He gave him guidance and clarity through the word. We too can find that guidance and clarity in the word. We can find answers to how we are supposed to treat other people, ourselves, and even God himself. In the word, we also find the solution to our problem of sin. Baptism is one of those solutions. The waters which have washed us clean and put on the righteousness of Christ. Repentance and forgiveness can be ours any day of the week, thanks to our baptism, and thanks to the fact that Jesus was baptized. May God continue to strengthen us in our baptism and continue to strengthen our relationship with his beloved Son through those holy waters. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.